each double point made by our home team favorites. For Rainiers and Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. See the Rainiers pitcher for that under its stripe. Know that the Rainiers and Frank Meyer will each donate $10 to the Northwest Harvest. And for each Rainiers home win, we like to see them. Heart Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. All of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. Thank you. second baseman, number 16, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, the third baseman, number 24, Bill Evans. Back fourth, left fielder, number 8, Donovan Campbell. Hitting fifth is the shortstop Don, where number 4, Diego Castillo. Back sixth, first baseman, number 32, Tristan English. Hitting seventh, the catcher, number 13, Holly Sanchez. Back eighth, designated hitter, number 27, Dominic Carollo. And in ninth,
it's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Reno Aces. It's game four of a seven-game series. Well, these two teams had a doubleheader last night, and it was a split, a couple of well-pitched games. Rainiers won the first one 5-3. Reno took the nightcap 3-1. Reno has won two of the first three games in this series. The Rainiers looking to even up the series with a victory over the Aces tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers this evening, making his second AAA start, right-hander Nick Davila. Davila up from Class A Modesto and made his AAA debut last week in Salt Lake City. Had some jitters at the start of the game, some control issues, but he quickly got over them and locked in and pitched into the sixth inning and ended up throwing the ball pretty well for the majority of his outing, although he did end up taking the loss. We'll see what happens in his second career AAA start tonight. He'll be opposed by hard-throwing Reno right-hander Dre Jameson. Jameson began the year in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks, but they have sent him to Reno, and he has made two starts for the Aces and is 1-0 with a 9 ERA. Jameson on the hill for Reno. Nick Davila for Tacoma. No roster moves today. The Rainiers entering play a game under 500 at 17-18, looking to get even on the year. Reno's a couple games ahead of Tacoma in the standings. They're 20-15 on the year. Well, when we come back on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show, we'll take a closer look at yesterday's doubleheader right after these messages.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Tacoma taking on Reno tonight in game four of this seven-game series that will continue through the weekend with fireworks night tomorrow night, an evening game at 6:05 on Saturday, and a day game on Sunday. Yesterday we had a makeup doubleheader because these two teams played a series here in the first week of April. It was supposed to be six games. We only got five played because of rain, so we made it up yesterday with a doubleheader. Rainiers won the opening game yesterday 5-3. Cade Marlowe, Jake Shiner, and Colin Moran each hit a home run in the ballgame. Marlowe's a go-ahead two-run shot in the third. And then with the score tied 3-3 in the fourth, Shiner hit a go-ahead solo shot, helping the Red Ears get the victory. Shiner then went deep again. In game two, he had a homer in the fourth inning that tied it up 1-1 at the point that he hit it. Shiner now with 11 homers this year, which leads the team and is second in the league. But Reno won game two with a two-run rally in the top of the sixth. And Tacoma's bats were pretty quiet in game two last night, just four hits and the one run on Shiner's homer. We're hoping for a little more offense today. The Red Ears and the Reno Aces will get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 20 wins and 15 losses. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club managed by Blake Lawley. Leading off and playing right field is Jake McCarthy. Batting second, the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third and playing third base is Philip Evans. Dominic Canzone bats cleanup. He's in left field. Hitting fifth, the shortstop, Diego Castillo. Batting sixth is first baseman Tristan English. Hitting seventh is the catcher, Ali Sanchez. Batting eighth is designated hitter Dominic Maroglio. And hitting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barrosa. On the mound for Reno, right-hander Dre Jameson. He is 1-0 with a 9 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 17-18 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. They're going to lead off today with Kian Wong. Wong is at second base. Batting second, playing center field, is Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, doing the catching, is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Zach Deloach hits sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh and playing first base is Colin Moran. Hitting eighth, left fielder Jack Larson. And batting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, Nick Davila. Davila's 0-1 with a 6.35 ERA. Our umpires today, Kelvis Velez is behind the plate, John Bacon at first base, and Jonathan Beretta is at third. It's Tacoma and Reno, game four of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. keep entering daily. And remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Reno Aces. Nick Davila's finished his warm-up pitches, and the right-hander making his second career AAA start. 6 foot 3 inches tall from Florida. Just signed by the Mariners at the end of spring training. He's into his motion. His first pitch of the game is bunted foul by Jake McCarthy, and that's strike one, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest. Blue skies overhead. Lots of sun still pouring down on much of the diamond here, although some areas in shadow now. Here's the 0-1 pitch to McCarthy, and it's grounded foul first base side. Jake McCarthy is hitting .283 with two homers, eight runs batted in a dozen games for Reno since being optioned to AAA by the Diamondbacks. He made their opening day roster. Davila nods in agreement with catcher Brian O'Keefe. And here's his pitch. And it swung on and bounced on two hops to second. And Kian Wong handles that, and he throws out McCarthy at first base. And one man's gone at the top of the first inning. Davila gets the leadoff man to bounce out, and now he'll face Buddy Kennedy. Davila pitched in the Tigers organization the last 2 years at Class A Lakeland in the Florida State League. Here's his pitch to Kennedy, and it's a fastball for a strike. And this spring, I guess the Tigers didn't have room for him on any of their rosters, so they released him, and the Mariners quickly signed him and sent him to Modesto to start the year. 0-1 pitch to Kennedy, bounced towards short, and that's fielded by McCoy with a little late adjustment, and he throws out Kennedy at first base. Two men are gone in the top of the first inning. And that'll bring the league's leading hitter, Phillip Evans, to the plate and his lofty .440 batting average. Right-hand hitter settles in, leads the league in batting average, hits, runs scored, on base percentage, OPS. Here's the pitch to Evans, and it is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Davila made four appearances for Modesto with a 4.58 ERA. and then got called to fill in for the Rainiers in Salt Lake City last week. Here's one in for a strike. And after some jitters in the first inning, like we talked about in the pregame show, he overcame them and really settled in nicely and ended up going 5 2/3 innings. Walked two. There were the two guys he walked in the first inning. He struck out six. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, and he fans Phillip Evans, who hardly ever strikes out. Got him with a slider. And that closes out the top of the first inning. Davila retires the side in order. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Reno nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully with a great insurance partner like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7 because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, Nick Davila with a nice top of the first. Set down the side in order. And now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Kian Wong, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe. Wong settles in, hitting .333 in 19 games for Tacoma with a couple of home runs. And he looks out towards the hard-throwing Dre Jameson. And Jameson's pitch is a fastball call to strike. 94 on the gun on Jameson's first pitch. We saw him last year regularly hitting 98 against the Rainiers. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Wong, and it's a fastball inside at 96. One ball, one strike. Jameson made the Diamondbacks opening day roster. They used him in relief a little bit. They had him start a couple of times, and then they sent him to Reno. Now a swing and a miss. And that is strike two to Wong. This is his third start since being optioned to AAA. Jameson now with the 1-2 pitch to Wong, and it's inside. Two balls, two strikes. He had a tough one in his first outing against Sugarland, getting knocked around for six runs in four innings, but bounced back with a win against Round Rock. Four runs allowed in six innings in that game, which should be a quality start in Reno. There's a pitch in for a strike to Kian Wong, right at the knees with a fastball at 97, and Wong has struck out. One down in the bottom of the first, and now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Next pitch to Marlowe is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. And Jameson's just firing fastballs here at the opening of this game. 0-1 pitch, down low for a ball. Marlowe's hitting .282 with three homers, .347 on base percentage. Now the 1-1 pitch bounced foul into the Reno dugout. Look over there. Look out. One and two now to Marlowe. Jameson working with catcher Ali Sanchez. And the 1-2 pitch is fouled back. They have Tristan English at first base, Buddy Kennedy at second, Diego Castillo at shortstop and Phillip Evans at third. Outfield is Canzone in left, Barossa in center, and McCarthy in right. 1-2 pitch coming to Marlowe, and it's a breaking ball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Dre Jameson, he's from Indiana, grew up in Indiana, and then went to college at Ball State University, which is in Indiana. 2-2 pitch is high for a ball. And then he was a supplemental first-round draft pick of the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2019. Here comes his 3-2 pitch to Marlowe, and it's outside, ball four, and Marlowe is on, and the Rainiers have the first base runner of the game. Cade Marlowe draws a walk, heads down to first base, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe hitting 274 with eight homers. 386 on base percentage, and he swings and hits one high in the air to left field and deep. Canzone is at the track, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the fence. And that is the second out here in the bottom of the first inning. O'Keefe gave it a ride to left field. But Canzone had room right in front of the left field fence. So two men are gone with Marlowe at first, and now Mike Ford is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the shortstop, Castillo, who fields it and touches the second base bag for the force out on Marlowe coming in, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Ford grounds out on the first pitch he sees. So the Rainiers do not score the first. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the second. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score after one. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Dominic Canzone, Diego Castillo, and Tristan English to bat this inning for the Aces. Nick Davila on the hill, and his first pitch to Canzone is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Canzone hitting 295. Reno's home run leader with nine bombs, and he has a 374 on base percentage. The pitch from Davila is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now here comes the 2-0 from Davila, and it's swung on and pulled foul down the right field line. Here comes his 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Diving this out of the University of South Florida. Undrafted out of college, the Tigers signed him. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the right of second base and through into the outfield. A base hit for Canzone, and there's Reno's first base runner of the game. So Dominic Canzone singles sharply up the middle. He's now reached base safely in 15 straight games. And Canzone is aboard with Diego Castillo coming to the plate. Castillo hitting .339, seventh in the PCL. No homers, .409 OBP. Leading from first is Canzone, and the pitch is down low. Davila working with O'Keefe behind the plate. The Red Ears have Colin Moran holding the runner on at first. Wong and McCoy up the middle at second and short. And Shiner playing third. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike. Counts even now, 1-1. Outfield today is Jack Larson in left, Cade Marlowe in center, and Zach Deloach in right. Now the 1-1 is a fastball for a strike, 1-2. Davila hitting 92 with his fastball. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Ball dribbles up the third baseline where the Reno Aces third base coach, Mark Reed, is stationed. Brother of former Rainier and Mariner Jeremy Reed. One ball, two strikes to Diego Castillo. And the pitch is swung on and lined over short and into left center. That's a base hit. Moving over to cut it off is Larson. Rounding second and going to third is Canzone. The throw comes into second base. Castillo with a single. And Reno has something developing here at the top of the second inning with runners at first and third and nobody out. Tristan English now the hitter. English right-hand batter, 5-for-20, .250 average since coming up from AA Amarillo in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Pitch from Davila, swung on and fouled away on the first base side. Really nice night here at Cheney Stadium. Blue skies, we have a gentle breeze blowing right now. Yeah, the 0-1 from Davila is fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. coming, and it's swung on and hit well towards left. This is deep, it is back, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Tristan English, his first Triple-A home run, and the Reno Aces take a 3-0 lead at the top of the second inning. An 0-2 pitch out over the plate, and English sent it out of here to left center field. Had six home runs at AA Amarillo already this year prior to getting bumped up to Reno last week, and now he's hit his first AAA homer. Ali Sanchez now the hitter. Right-hand hitting catcher. Batting .304 with one homer, and there's a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, 2 coming. Outside for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. This is in the ballpark and playable for Deloach, moving towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the second inning. So Ali Sanchez flies out to right. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the hitter. Maroglio, the DH for Reno, hitting 244 with a homer and 9 runs batted in. And the pitch from Davila is a fastball a little bit inside for a ball, 1-0. And his game last Friday against Salt Lake on the road. As here's a pop-up towards second base, McCoy, the shortstop, makes the catch right near the bag, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the hitter. Last week, Davila in his AAA debut allowed 3 runs in the first inning. And then he settled down and at one point retired 12 straight hitters and 15 out of 16. So he really got on a roll in that game. So here's a pitch in there for a strike to Barrosa. Barrosa hitting 225 games with 3 home runs. 0-1. Swung on. Bounced towards second. Not hit sharply. Waiting for it is Wong. He picks it up and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Barrosa grounds out, and Davila shakes off the homer and gets 3 quick outs right afterwards. But Reno scored 3 runs. 3 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Three nothing is the score. Reno leading after the Tristan English 3-run homer in the top of the second inning. Now the Red Ears bat at the bottom of the second. Jake Shiner to lead things off, and he swings and misses at the first pitch from Dre Jameson, and that is strike one. First pitch slider from Jameson. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shiner homered in both games of the doubleheader yesterday and is now hitting 281 with 11 homers, 30 runs batted in. Takes up high for a ball. And he is second in the league in homers, fifth in the league in runs batted in. And that says a Triple-A rookie. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and yanked towards left, deep into the corner, and it is a fair ball, and that should be extra bases. Over to get it is Canzone, and Shiner is going to trot into second base with a leadoff double. The Red Deers have their first hit of the night. Jake Shiner yanking a double down the left field line. And for Shiner, that's his 11th two-base hit of the season. So he puts himself in scoring position, and now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Jameson's pitch is a change, taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Deloach is batting 261 with three homers, 375 on base percentage. Now the 1-0. Swung on, hit in the air towards left near the foul line. Long run for Canzone. It's a foul ball and lands untouched by the rolled up tarp down the third baseline here at Cheney Stadium. Canzone will pick up that baseball and toss it all the way up into the R bar. Decks are packed tonight. Beautiful night here in Tacoma. Great night to come out to the park, and we expect great weather all weekend. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball to Deloach. So two balls and a strike. And the pitch is swung on and cranked it towards right center field. Long run back for Barossa, but he'll have room. Deep part of the park. And he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Shiner. He will advance to third. Deloach hit that one to the wrong part of the ballpark. If he had just pulled it a little bit more, he would have had a homer. But instead, he sent it out towards the flagpole, which is a long ways away. And it's caught out there by Barossa. But Shiner moved up. He's at third with one out. And now Colin Moran has the RBI opportunity. Moran homered in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. Was his third of the year, average at 179. Pitch to the left-hand hitter is taken down and in for a ball. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two and oh the count. And the pitch down low, ball three. So 3-0 to Moran. Jack Larson's on deck. Three-oh pitch, high ball four. So Moran draws a four-pitch walk, and he is aboard, and now the Red Deers have the tying run at the plate. Jack Larson is the hitter. He is four for 18. Since coming off the injured list and getting his season started. This is his sixth game. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And it swung down and bounced it towards the shortstop, Castillo, who takes it to the second base bag for the force out on Moran. But scoring from third is Shiner, and the Rainiers are on the board. It's 3-1. So Larson bounces into a force out at second. This high chopper made it so Castillo couldn't turn a double play. But he did get that force out on Moran. But Shiner scores, give Larson an RBI, his second. Rainiers are on the board, and now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy hitting 228 with two homers. And Jameson's pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And it is high for a ball. Now Jameson ready. Here comes his next pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Fastball. McCoy fouled straight back. 97 mile per hour heat from Dre Jameson. Leading from first is Larson. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and McCoy has struck out, and the inning is over. Rainiers get a run back, though, in the bottom of the second. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the third inning of play. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
3-1, Reno with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play. Nick Davila on the hill. He'll face Jake McCarthy, Buddy Kennedy, and Phillip Evans. McCarthy bounced out to second base. His first time up, he's 0-1 today. Here's the pitch, and it's taken down low for a ball, 1-0. This is game 4 of the 7-game series. Reno has taken 2 out of 3 so far. Now the 1-0 swung on, grounded to first. That's picked up by Moran, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out, and McCarthy is retired, 1 out. And now Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. Tomorrow night for fireworks night, Tommy Malone's on the mound for the Red Ears. And Bryce Jarvis will make his Cheney Stadium debut. He's a Diamondbacks first round draft pick from 2020. Here's a pitch to Kennedy, and it's outside for a ball. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears on Saturday evening against Connor Pilkington of Reno in a rare matchup of starting pitchers whose name is Connor with a K in both cases. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Kennedy. And then Jose Rodriguez against Blake Walston on Sunday. That'll be interesting. 1-1 pitch in for a strike. That's the rematch from Tuesday, and Walston, the 21-year-old lefty, limited the Rainiers to one hit in 7 1/3 innings. But the Rainiers are going to get another crack at him on Sunday, and it'll be interesting to see how that game goes. Here's one down low for a ball to Kennedy. Two balls, two strikes. Davila into his motion now. The 2-2 pitch. Low and away. Ball three. Three-two pitch coming. And it is hit in the air to center field. Marlowe back a couple of steps, and he reaches out to make the catch. And two men are out at the top of the third inning. Kennedy flies out to center field, and now Philip Evans will be the hitter. Evans struck out swinging in the first. Only strikeout victim of Nick Davila so far, and he's the guy who hardly ever strikes out. Davila got him. Now the pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. Now the 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 is swung on, grounded towards short. Mason McCoy gobbles it up and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. And it's a 3-up, 3-down inning, and Davila has retired six straight hitters since allowing the three-run homer. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, it's Reno 3, Tacoma 1. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Top of the order coming up. It'll be Kian Wong, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe. Wong stands in, and Dre Jameson's pitch is hit in the air towards center. And Jorge Barroza is there to glove it. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the third inning. Wong flies out to center field. And now Cade Marlowe will hit. Marlowe drew a walk in the first. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Jameson. Now with the 0-1, and it's swung on and popped up on the third base side. A foul ball, and this is going to land in the box seats behind the dugout on the third base side, the Rainiers dugout. 0-2 the count to Marlowe. New baseball put in play by the home plate umpire, Kelvis Velez. He's new to the PCL this year. O-2 pitch coming. And it's down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Although we don't have PCL umps anymore like we used to. Since Major League Baseball took over the minors, they now have AAA umpires. The umpires work both leagues. They work in the International League and the Coast League. 1-2 pitch is hit of the air towards left, and coming in a step or two is Canzone, and he gloves it. Two down on fly balls here at the bottom of the third, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the bat. O'Keefe hitting 274. Flied to deep left in the first inning when he swung at the first pitch from Jameson. He nearly hit it out of here. And now he checks his swing on a breaking ball but went around. That's strike one. O'Keefe sharing the catching duties this year with Jacob Nottingham. 0-1 pitch, outside for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul back at a breaking ball. 1-2. Pitch is inside and high. 2-2. And the pitch is a fastball swing and a miss, strike three, 98 miles per hour. And O'Keefe goes down swinging. Jameson has his third strikeout of the night. And the Rainiers go in order for the first time in this one. Three up, three down. We head to the fourth. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We head to the fourth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Nick Davila on the hill. He'll face Dominic Canzone, Diego Castillo, and Tristan English. These are the three guys who ended up putting three runs on the scoreboard in the second inning with two singles and a homer. Canzone settles into the batter's box now. He singled to center his first time up. Davila into his motion, and his pitch is breaking ball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming, outside. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards first. That's fielded behind the bag by Moran. He's going to race Canzone to the base, and he beats him there for the putout, and one man is gone in the fourth. So Canzone bounces out to first base, and now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. He singled and scored in the second inning. We'll take a look at what happened around the Coast League in last night's action. First place Oklahoma City opened up its lead a little more with a 6-4 win at Round Rock. It's the pitch to Castillo inside for a ball. The Dodgers' Bradley Zimmer was 3-for-3 with a double and two runs batted in. And Oklahoma City now with a 2.5 game lead over Round Rock, who's in second place. Top two teams squaring off this week. Series of pitch inside to Castillo. Saw that Seattle native Josh Saleh is back with Round Rock. Just activated the other day. He had a two-run homer last night. 2-0 pitch to Castillo. Inside, ball three. Three-oh pitch, inside, ball four, and that's the first walk issued by Davila. A four-pitch walk to Castillo. And now Tristan English will bat for his second time. He hit the three-run homer in the first. Now they toss to first base, and back in is Castillo. El Paso held off Sugar Land yesterday 4-3. Anderson Espinoza tossed six scoreless innings for El Paso, giving up just two hits. Here's a swing and a line drive. Base it into left field for English. Castillo stops at second base as Jack Larson gets the ball back in. Tristan English is 2-for-2 today. And Reno has runners at first and second with one out. And now Ali Sanchez is the batter. Sanchez flied out to right field earlier. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Sacramento was a 6-5 winner over Salt Lake last night. Home game for Sacramento was tied 5-5 in the bottom of the eighth, and their catcher, Patrick Bailey, hit a go-ahead homer. 1-0 pitch bounced towards third. That's a foul ball. Shiner fielded it behind the bag. It was close as to whether it was fair or foul. Shiner was loading up to make a throw to first base when he saw the umpire waved it foul. So one ball, one strike to Sanchez. See if Davila could get a double play ball here. It's 1-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped to third. One big hop. Shiner goes to second. There's one. On to first. There's two. See? That's all you got to do. Davila briefly forgot how many outs there were. He was looking to get the ball back from first baseman Colin Moran, but no, Moran's just going to walk off the field with it because this inning's over. Around the horn, third to second to first to wrap up the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Zach Deloach to hit here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ford grounded out earlier, swinging at the first pitch he saw from Jameson, and here he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Ford, cleanup man for the Red Ears, takes a off-speed pitch just a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. And this pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery is lined back to the mound and caught by Jameson. Wow. Quick reaction time there, and he's got a little smile on his face. A rocket back through the box, and he just gloved it as it was zipping past his torso. So Ford lines out to the mound. Now, here's Shiner, who has the lone Rainier's hit, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Look how quick that came on Jameson right there. Threw it and caught it in a split second. Next pitch in for a strike to Shiner. Now the 1-1 check swing, and he went 1-2 now the count. More from the league last night. Vegas beat Albuquerque 5-3. The Aviators getting a 4-for-4 performance from Max Schumann in the leadoff spot. Here's a grounder to the right side that'll be fielded by the second baseman Kennedy. Jameson has to cover first, and he does. And they put out Shiner 4-1 if you're keeping score. Second baseman to the pitcher. Two down. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. So in the standings, Oklahoma City is in first. Round Rock 2.5 back in second. Reno's in third place, 4 back. And then there's a bit of a gap. As here's one up and away to Deloach. You have Tacoma and Sacramento tied in fourth place, seven games out. El Paso and Las Vegas are both eight games back. And then Albuquerque and Salt Lake are nine games back. And Sugar Land's way back there in the cellar. Here's one up high to Deloach. Two balls, no strikes. And now an off-speed pitch for a called strike, 2-1. Next pitch inside, ball three. Three-one delivery, fastball called a strike on the inside edge. So full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Inside, ball four. Deloach draws a walk. And the Red Ears have a man on with two outs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Second walk issued by Dre Jameson. And now Colin Moran is the batter. Moran walked his first time up. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate there, strike one. Now toss to first base and back in is Deloach. 3-1 Reno, two down at the bottom of the fourth inning. Oh, one pitch is hit in the air towards left field. Moving to the foul line is Canzone, and he reaches out and makes the catch for the final out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on, and we head to the fifth. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Reno 3, Tacoma 1. Dominic Maroglio to lead things off. He just took the first pitch from Nick Davila for a ball. Next pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. 1-1-2. Maroglio, who popped up to shortstop earlier and is 0-for-1 of this game. Next pitch coming, grounded to the second baseman. Kian Wong handles this, and he throws out Maroglio at first base. And one man's gone at the top of the fifth. Jorge Barroza will be next. Mariners are off today. No M's game. They are traveling, or, well, they probably traveled yesterday, but they are starting a long road trip. 9 games, 3 cities, and the first 3 are in Detroit, starting with tomorrow's game. Mariners are 1 game under 500 at 18-19. They've won 7 of their last 10. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Barroza. Next pitch in there for a strike. Mariners are 4.5 games behind first place Texas in the AL West. Just lost 2 out of 3 to the Rangers. There's a swing and a foul. Still 0-2 to Barroza. Texas is 22-14, 8 games over 500, and it does not appear to be a fluke because they have the second best run differential in the entire American League. Only Tampa's is better. They've outscored their opponents by 82 runs. Davila. Now with the 0-2 pitch to Barroza. And it swung on and tapped foul towards the on-deck circle. Still 0-2. Angels, Astros, and Mariners all right around 500. Angels 2 games over. Houston 1 game over. Mariners 1 game under. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch, outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Saw that Tampa won again today, blasting the Yankees in the Bronx. 2-2 pitch is hit just foul down the third baseline. Shiner playing way off the line over there with a left-hand hitter up, and Barroza almost snuck that one down the line. Just foul. Davila into his motion. The 2-2 is swung on, hit in the air, foul on the third base side. And it is still 2-2. Two-two pitch is hit in the air to right. This is struck well. Back is Deloach, and he approaches the warning track, and he makes the catch. And that's out number 2. Off the bat, that looked like it might get out of here, but it did not. Deloach caught it right at the edge of the warning track under the scoreboard towards right center. So 2 down. In the fifth, and now the lineup turns over, and here's Jake McCarthy. Davila has gotten him to roll over to the right side twice. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch down low, 2 balls, no strikes. bouncer foul on the first base side. Two-one pitch. Low and away, ball three. Davila's pitch count getting close to 70. Here's his 3-1 to McCarthy, and it's fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff, swung on, grounded to the right side, and it's Kian Wong to field it, and he throws out McCarthy, and that does it for Reno in the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Nick Davila has allowed just a single since that three-run homer in the second inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. Reno 3, Tecoba 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Reno 3, Tecoba 1 is our score. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jack Larson, Mason McCoy, and Kian Wong to bat in the bottom of the fifth against Dre Jameson. The Red Ears with just one hit so far against Jameson. Shiner's double in the second. He has walked three, but the walks have not caused him any trouble yet. His first pitch to Jack Larson's outside for a ball, 1-0. Jameson. Now with his next pitch of this misses for ball two. He made 21 starts for Reno last year. Rainier's faced him a handful of times as here's one in for a strike to Larson. You can't really look at the traditional statistics and form an opinion about a Reno pitcher. Here's one in for a strike to Larson. I mean, Jameson's a first-round pick who throws in the upper 90s on the radar gun, and he's been in the major leagues. And last year with Reno, he had a 6.95 ERA. So there's one in for a strike to Larson. And Larson is retired, called out on strikes. Strikeout number four for Jameson, one away. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. It's just the games that are played in Reno, the Aces home games, there are so many balls hit that are extra base hits or homers that are outs in a normal ballpark. So here's one outside for a ball to McCoy. Oh, high elevation baseball in Reno. The wind permanently blows out very strongly to right field. And you just get really high scoring games there. You could pitch really well and give up six or seven runs. That's within the realm of possibility. 1-0 pitch is bounced towards the second baseman, Kennedy, who fields it and throws to first, and they get McCoy, and two men are gone in the fifth. So when these Reno pitchers come to road ballparks where it's basically at sea level, like here and Sacramento and Sugar Land, their pitchers probably get really excited. Here's the pitch to Kian Wong, and it's taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. One pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch called a strike. One ball, two strikes to Kian Wong, who's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games, but not yet today. 1-2 pitch. Well, that takes care of that. He laces a single into right field, and the Rainiers have their second hit of the game. Kian Wong ropes a base hit through the right side, pulling a two-out single. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Tying run at the plate for the Rainiers. Marlowe has flied out and walked so far. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the 1-0 fouled off the foot of Marlowe, and he's going to need a moment to walk it off. Got his right foot. He wears the shin guard, thank goodness, because he just fouled that right square off the shin guard. One and one. Marlowe's ready to hit. And the pitch is a fastball for a strike. 96 on the inside corner. 1-2. And here comes the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. Marlowe goes down swinging, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On to the sixth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1. All the scoring came in the second. Tristan English hit a three-run homer for Reno. The Red Deers got a run when Jake Shiner doubled and scored on a ground out off the bat of Jack Larson. Nick Davila, since allowing the three-run homer, has given up just one single. And he has thrown exactly 69 pitches as we head into the sixth inning. And his first pitch, number 70, to Buddy Kennedy, is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Kennedy 0-for-2 in this game. He had three hits in the doubleheader last night. 1-0 pitch to Kennedy. Taken low and away for a ball, 2-0. Is swung on and lined towards left, coming in, reaching down and unable to get it is Larson. On his way to second, no, throwing on the brakes, trying to retreat to first is Kennedy, and Wong throws behind him, but he gets back in safely. Larson charged this ball in left, tried to make a shoestring grab, but couldn't come up with a baseball. And then Kennedy almost ran himself into an out. He went nearly halfway to second base before realizing that wasn't going to work, and he was able to get back into first. So in the end, it'll just be a single for Buddy Kennedy. An eventful one at that. Here's the pitch to Phillip Evans, and it's in there for a strike. One pitch, swung on, grounded towards short, kind of slowly. McCoy goes to Wong. There's one on to first in time for two. The Red Deers are able to double up the veteran Phillip Evans. McCoy to Wong to Moran. So two men are gone just like that, and now Dominic Canzone is the batter. And Nick Davila can at least claim that he has no trouble with the league's leading hitter, Phillip Evans, who came into play hitting 440. Hardly ever strikes out. Davila struck him out in the first. Got a ground out and then a double play ball. Now here's a grounder to short by Canzone, and McCoy fields it and turns it into an out, ranging behind second base. And just like that, the inning is over. Quick and easy in the top of the sixth inning for Nick Davila. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Oh, We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Deers trail Reno 3-1. They've had a solid start from Nick Davila in his second AAA start. Let's see if the Red Deers can get him some runs. O'Keefe leading things off in the bottom of the sixth. Pulls a grounder to third, but backhanding it is Evans, and he fires to first for the out. One pitch, one out. O'Keefe grounds out to third. And now Mike Ford will be the hitter. Trey Jameson working on a two-hitter through five and a third innings. And he is approaching 75 pitches. He's at 73 right now, so he'll start working on Ford. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Ford lined one back to the mound his last time up, and Jameson caught it for the out. Pitch is down low for a ball. Two and oh to Mike Ford. And the pitch, breaking ball, called a strike on the inside edge. It's actually a changeup there from Jameson. And the 2-1 is high and away, ball three. Jameson rocking the Scooby-Doo cleats. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up on the infield. And it's going to be Kennedy, the second baseman, kind of staggering as he makes the catch, but he made the catch nonetheless. Two away in the bottom of the sixth. And Jake Shiner will now be the hitter. Shiner is one for two with a double and a run scored. Now here's a breaking ball for a strike. Next pitch, swing and a foul, tip at the plate. That's strike two. Shiner's behind at the count. O-2 is swung on and fouled straight back. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low. One ball, two strikes. Fastball down low. 2-2. Two pitch, swung on and fouled away. Shiner fighting off a breaking ball. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it swung out and popped up on the right side of the infield. And the first baseman, English, makes the catch. Shiner is out. The inning is over. The Red Deers go in order at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh, Reno 3, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the seventh inning, still Reno 3, Tacoma 1. That's been our score since the second. New pitcher for the Red Deers, Nolan Blackwood, and his first pitch is in there for a strike to Castillo. It's 0-1. Nick Davila with his first home start for the Red Deers. Second ever AAA start, turned in a quality start. As here's one low and away to Castillo. Davila went 6 innings, allowed 4 hits and 3 runs all earned. Walked 1, struck out 1. But he leaves trailing. Next pitch outside to Castillo. Rainiers have had some difficulty scoring so far in this homestand against Reno, but we still have plenty of baseball to be played tonight, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Castillo. 1-2 now. So Davila went 6, and it looks like Jameson may be done after 6 as well. As here's a fly towards left, and on the move is Larson, and he reaches out and he can't catch it. It fell out of his glove. Digging for second is Castillo. The throw to second is not in time. Castillo slides in safely. Looked like Larson was going to catch that moving towards the foul line, but he reached out and couldn't hang on to the ball. So Castillo is on. They're going to give an error to Larson, a two-base error. And now the pitch to English is taken for a ball, 1-0. First error of the game. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Blackwood's next pitch grounded down the first baseline. That's a fair ball. Coming around third base is Castillo. He's going to score as the right fielder Deloach gets it back in. It's a single and an RBI for Tristan English. And Reno takes advantage of the error and scores a run here at the top of the seventh to make it 4-1. And English has driven in all 4 of their runs with the 3-run homer in the second and now an RBI single here in the seventh. Ali Sanchez now the batter. He's 0 for 2, including a double play grounder. Blackwood's pitch is in there for a strike. Blackwood, the side armor, has a lot of sink to his pitches. In his 11th appearance for the Red Deers, 0-1 with an 8.74 ERA. 0-1 pitch is chopped towards short. McCoy feeds Wong. There's one. On to first. There's two. The Red Deers turn the double play. Their third of the game. McCoy to Wong to Moran. That erases the base runner, and two men are out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Maroglio has popped up and grounded out 0 for 2, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Over for a strike, 1-1. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Reno. One run, two hits, one error for Tacoma. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Next pitch called, strike three, and down goes Maroglio, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. But an unearned run crosses the plate. One run on one hit. There was an error, and no one left on base. We've reached the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The seventh inning stretch here in Tacoma. Reno leading the Rainiers 4-1. New pitcher in for Reno. Right-hander Carlos Vargas on in relief of Dre Jameson. And Vargas's first pitch is a heater at 96 miles per hour, and it's called a strike, going 1-1 the count to Deloach. Now Reno's next pitch. Outside for a ball. Reno has a lot of hard-throwing pitchers, both starters and relievers, and Vargas is another one. Vargas, 23-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic, with his 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled back, 1-2. Their starter, Dre Jameson, went six innings, allowed two hits and one run, walked three, struck out four. Here's Vargas with a 1-2 pitch to Deloach. Off-speed pitch called, a strike three, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh. So Vargas is appearing in his eighth game for Reno. No record, a 7.36 ERA in 7 1/3 innings. He made the Diamondbacks opening day roster and pitched in his first five big league games in April, before being optioned to AAA, and he's been with Reno since. Colin Moran, the batter. And Vargas's pitch is over for a strike, 0-1. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. He's throwing 90-mile-per-hour cutters. Yeah. 0-2 pitch swung on and bounced to the right side off the mound to Vargas. He picks it up and tosses it to his first baseman English for the putout, and two men are gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. So two down, and now Jack Larson's the hitter. Larson's 0-2 with an RBI. And Vargas is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's a fastball down and in, ball one. 99 miles per hour on that heater. One oh, and it is in there for a strike. One one pitch inside, two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery inside, ball three. Mason McCoy is on deck for the Red Ears. Three-one pitch inside, ball four. Larson draws the walk and he heads down to first base. And that'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate. Right here's trailing 4-1 in the seventh. Just two hits for Tacoma so far. Quick little visit to the mound by Ali Sanchez, the Reno catcher. Here we go. Vargas working on McCoy, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is a called strike. 0-2. McCoy fouls one away. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at first with two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And the Red Ears do not score at the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the eighth. The Aces have been rolling. They lead this game 4-1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We move to the eighth inning. It's 4-1. The Reno Aces leading the Tecoma Red Deers. New pitcher for Tecoma, Eric Stout, is in from the bullpen. Stout, no record, a 6.23 ERA, making his seventh appearance since joining the Rainiers. And he's going to work on Jorge Barrosa. And Barrosa bunts the first pitch foul there, strike one. So Nolan Blackwood went one inning, allowed one hit, one run. It was unearned, no walks, one strikeout. Stout, the second reliever, third pitcher used by Tecoma tonight. Stout was probably surprised he was not summoned in the doubleheader yesterday. Here's a liner towards left center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Marlowe. And it's a leadoff single for Jorge Barrosa. His first hit of the game, hit number six. Well, seven, hit number seven for the Aces. Lineup turns over, and Jake McCarthy will be the batter. Rainiers had a bullpen game in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday, and I thought for sure Stout would get in there, but they ended up not needing him. So here's a pitch inside, and it smokes McCarthy in the back as he was turning away from it, and he's not happy about it, and O'Keefe's trying to guide him to first base and walk with him down the first base line. This was a slider that caught McCarthy in the back, and O'Keefe and McCarthy talk it all the way down to first base, and McCarthy's not happy about it. O'Keefe's walking away now, and the crew chief, the first base umpire, John Bacon, is talking to McCarthy, trying to cool him off. I mean, no one likes being hit by a pitch. We all get that, but that wasn't a fastball. Well, McCarthy is at first, and Barrosa at second. Tensions now ramped up a little bit, and Buddy Kennedy now the hitter. There's the pitch, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is fastball in at the knees for a strike. 1-1. These two teams got into it 2 years ago in Reno. Not many of the same players around 2 years later, though. So there's a toss or a bluff towards second base by Stout. Rainiers have a couple guys who were here that day. Here's one down and in. Darren McCacken, he was there when, what was it? I think it was Brian Schlitter. Was on the mound. So the runners, the lead runner takes off and the pitch is fouled away. Henry Ramos was the instigator of the battle. And it had been building up during the series. Ramos was with Reno, and he's a very good hitter. And a guy who, let's just say, very emotional on the field. Let's leave it at that. Yeah. He hit a homer off Schlitter in Reno. So here's a grounder to short. Might be another one. McCoy to Wong. There's one. On to first. There's two. The Rainiers turn their fourth double play of the game. And just like that, two men are gone. Barrosa is now at third. And that'll bring Phillip Evans to the plate. Anyway, Ramos hit a homer. He enjoyed himself a lot, and the Rainiers were tired of it, seeing that. And Donovan Walton was playing shortstop, and as Ramos, quite some time later, eventually reached second base on his home run trot, Donovan pointed him towards third, like, hey, get going, buddy. They exchanged some words, and then the brawl was on. And it was a big one. It was a good one. And it was the first Rainiers brawl in like 8 or 9 years, too. Now they're going to intentionally walk Evans, the no-pitch intentional walk, and face the left-hander Dominic Canzone instead. So get the left versus left advantage here for Stout on Canzone. All kinds of suspensions were levied in that brawl with Reno, and it's an interesting side note. It carried into this year. Canzone pops one up into shallow right. Back goes the second baseman Wong. He's calling for it and makes the catch. On one pitch, Canzone is retired, and Reno does not score in the top of the eighth inning. We'll have to put that story on hold for a minute. No runs, one hit, two left in the top of the eighth inning. And our score is Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Reno 4, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for Reno, Rafi Vizcaino, is in from the pen. And he'll face the top of the Red Hairs lineup. Tian Wong swings at the first pitch and hits into the air towards left center, and ranging into the alley and making the catch is Barroso. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Vizcaino in his sixth appearance for Reno. He's allowed one run in six innings. So just to wrap up the aftermath of the big brawl these two teams had late in the 2021 season. As the pitch to Marlowe misses for a ball, a bunch of suspensions were handed out. And everyone served him except for one guy, Henry Ramos, who was at the center of the whole thing. He had a 10-game suspension. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Marlowe. But the Diamondbacks called him up to the big leagues before he could serve the suspension. And it was a minor league suspension, a Triple-A suspension, not a big league suspension. It's two different entities. So there's a swing and a foul tip, 1-2. So he didn't have to serve the suspension in the majors. In 2022, Ramos did not play in the United States. He played overseas in Asia. Didn't serve the suspension over there. Of course not. Now the pitch to Marlowe is high. 2-2. This year, he came back to the U.S. Signed with the Reds. Got assigned to Louisville, Triple-A team. Here's one outside for a ball to Marlowe. And wouldn't you know it, they made him serve the suspension. He had to serve the 10-game suspension this year in Louisville for the fight two seasons ago in Reno. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Marlowe strikes out swinging, and two men are gone at the bottom of the eighth. 96-mile-per-hour heater. Ramos is back in the big leagues with Cincinnati now. Here's Brian O'Keefe, 0-3. And the pitch from Vizcaino is check swing, and he held up in time. Low and away, ball one. Pitch up high, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming, swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Next pitch outside, ball three. Three-one is up and in, ball four, and O'Keefe draws a walk, and the Red Ears get a man on with two outs at the bottom of the eighth inning. Down by three, Mike Ford now coming to the plate. Ford takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now Vizcaino with his 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside, and the catcher Sanchez is going to go to the mound and talk to Vizcaino for a moment. Some walks could get the Red Ears right back in this thing. We've seen the Rainiers do this a number of times already this year where they drop, it looks like they're kind of dead in the water. They draw a couple of walks, and then someone gets a big hit, and runs start crossing the plate. Just got a two-out walk from O'Keefe, and now Ford's ahead of the count, 2-0. Here's the pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch that Ford pops up foul into the seats on the third base side. Two and one the count. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Three-one delivery is lined softly up the middle and into center field, a base hit. And coming around second is O'Keefe. He'll take third. It's a single for Mike Ford. And the Red Ears have runners at the corners, and they have the tying run coming to the plate, and it's their team home run leader, Jake Shiner. Shiner's 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Homered in both games of the doubleheader yesterday, and the Reno pitching coach is going to the mound to talk things over with Rafi Vizcaino. Reno, one of the teams with two pitching coaches. They have Doug Drabek, the former Cy Young Award winner with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they have Jeff Baggianero, who I think that's Jeff. No, it looks like Baggianero who's out there now, as far as I can tell from the back of his head anyway. Well, Shiner. Doubled in the second inning, yanking one down the line. He grounded out in the fourth and popped up in the sixth. He's one for three today. He's hit safely in eight of his last nine games. He represents the tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Both of his home runs yesterday came on fastballs that were up in the zone. Something that was surely just pointed out to Vizcaino in that conference on the mound. Here's one outside now. And the count is even 1-1. One pitch, grounded, foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. With a slider, it appeared, and Shiner strikes out swinging, wrapping up the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs out of hit, two runners left, and we head to the ninth inning. It remains Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the ninth. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 1. Diego Castillo, Tristan English, and Ali Sanchez due up this inning. Eric Stout beginning his second inning of relief work. Castillo stands in. And here's the pitch. And it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 outside, 2-0. Rainiers just hoping for a scoreless inning here and see if they can get something going in the bottom of the ninth. Now the 2-0 pitch just misses ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Yeah, the 3-0 is in there. 3-1. There's ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. So Diego Castillo reaches base for his fourth time in this game. He has a hit, two walks, and he reached on an error once. And now here's English, who's filling up the box score. He's 3-for-3 and has driven in all four Reno runs. He was just 2-for-10 in this series coming into play today. Stout's ready. And his pitch inside for a ball. One oh pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. Interesting note on our Mariner Farm Report from AA Arkansas that we should pass along. So now the 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. Yesterday, they won their game yesterday, and pitching in relief was a guy who had been a starter ever since the Mariners acquired him, Prelander Baroa, hard thrower, who had been in the rotation at AA Arkansas. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. There's been some talk around the organization about him moving to the bullpen. He's got a power arm, upper 90s on the radar gun, and I guess that has officially begun because he pitched in relief yesterday for his first time. Now the 2-2 grounded to second. Could this be another? Wong to McCoy on to Moran. Yes, it is. The Raiders have turned 5 double plays today. 5 ground ball double plays. This one goes Wong to McCoy to Moran, and Wong has been involved in all 5 of them at second base. McCoy's been in 4 of them. One of them went through third base. Shiner started one of them. And obviously Moran at first base has been in all 5 of them. So just like that, 2 men are gone, and here's Sanchez, who's hit into 2 of the double plays, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. 5 double plays. I think the Raiders' record is 6. Don't ask me for proof on that. I don't know. 1-0 pitch is high and away for a ball, 2-0. Pitch, and it is popped up foul, first base side. 2-1. It would take me some time to confirm the Rainiers double play record. Can't dig it up during a 90-second commercial break, no chance. Pitch, outside, ball 3. Pitch is called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. In the bottom of the ninth for the Raiders, it's going to be Deloach, Moran, and Larson. 3 straight left-hand hitters, and Reno is warming up a right-handed pitcher in the bullpen. And that's Austin Adams, the slider machine. Three-two pitch is fouled off. Still 3-2. Yeah. 3-2 pitch again from Stout to Sanchez is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play towards the Aces bullpen. Still 3-2. Now the payoff. High ball four, and Stout lost him. Sanchez draws the walk. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. He's 0-3 so far. Pitch is high and outside for a ball. And O'Keefe's going to go have a word with Eric Stout. Tomorrow night's game will be at 7:05. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Red Ears against Bryce Jarvis for Reno. We'll start up our radio stream with the pregame show at 6:55 tomorrow night. One ball, no strikes. The count to Maroglio. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. One one coming from Stout, and it is outside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Stout trying to close out the top of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch swung on and blooped towards second, and Wong fields it on two hops and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. A little in-the-air flare that went beyond the pitcher's mound and landed on the infield grass, and Wong turned it into an out to finish things off in the top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears looking to rally. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 1. Austin Adams comes in to try to close it out for the Aces, a former Mariner, and for a very brief time, a former Rainier. That was in 2019. Adams has a nasty slider that he will throw repeatedly. Zach Deloach will lead things off for the Rainiers. Adams into his motion, and the pitch is a fastball that's fouled away. There's strike one. Deloach is 0-for-2 with a walk. Adams in relief of Rafi Vizcaino, who went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk with two strikeouts. 0-1 pitch on its way to Deloach, and it's another fastball and fouled off again, 0-2. So much for the slider show that we saw the other day when Adams was in there. That was on Tuesday. He struck out the side of the ninth inning and got the save in Reno's 2-1 victory in the series opener. So Adams now in his 10th appearance for the Aces, 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA, 16 strikeouts in 9 1/3 innings. 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, check swing, did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. Two balls, two strikes. Two coming in the dirt, and it hit him. It hit Deloach in the foot. And so he is going to reach base, hit by a pitch, and the Red Ears get the leadoff man on at the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Colin Moran is the hitter. Moran 0-for-2 with a walk. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air, tight to the left field line, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Going to second and stopping there is Deloach. Moran with a single to left, and immediately the Red Ears will get the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A hit by pitch and a base hit, and now Tacoma has the tying run at the plate. We've got a pinch runner at first base. Cesar Hernandez is going to run for Colin Moran. So Hernandez at first and Deloach at second. Jack Larson's 0-for-2 in this game with an RBI. He has drawn a walk. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Mason McCoy is on deck. Then Kian Wong would hit. No one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Back is Kennedy, in is McCarthy, and McCarthy calls for it and makes the catch. And that's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Larson flies out to shallow right. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. No, he will not. Cooper Hummel is going to bat for McCoy. So Hummel will get an at-bat as Rainier's manager John Russell is using his bench here. Hummel's a switch hitter, so he'll bat left-handed against Austin Adams. And here comes the pitch, and it's a slider called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it swung out and hit in the air, foul down the right field line. So no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Hummel goes down on three pitches. So the Red Deers are now down to their last out. Tian Wong will be the hitter. He's 1-for-4 with a single today. Did hit a home run this past weekend in Salt Lake City. Wong looks out towards Adams. Runners with their leads, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Deloach at second and Hernandez at first, but two outs in the ninth. Raiders trailing 4-1. 1-0 the count to Wong with Marlowe on deck. Here's the pitch, and it is called a strike. Another slider from Austin Adams, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up towards the shortstop. Castillo on the outfield grass makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Reno takes it 4-1. The Aces have had tremendous pitching all week long here during this series, and it happens again today as the Red Deers were limited to four hits in this one. And Reno with a big three-run homer in the second inning from Tristan English. They take the game. And the Aces have now won three of the first four games of this seven-game series. Aces 4, Rainiers 1. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tecoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, Reno takes this game tonight 4-1, and their pitching's been terrific throughout this series, and that continued today. The Aces started the hard-throwing right-hander Trey Jameson, and their bullpen has been lights out in this series, and the Red Deers managed just four hits today. Tecoma started Nick Davila in his second AAA start, and he retired the side in order in the first inning, but in the second inning, Dominic Canzone singled to center. Diego Castillo had a base hit to left center. And then Tristan English, who was behind in the count 1-2, launched a three-run homer over the wall in left field. His first AAA home run. And Reno was ahead 3-0 in the second inning. That hit right there was all they needed, as it turned out. Although the Red Deers immediately got a run back at the bottom of the second inning when Jake Schiner greeted Jameson by yanking a double down the left field line. He went to third on a fly ball off the bat of Zach Deloach and scored on a infield grounder by Jack Larson. So that made it 3-1. The Red Deers didn't score again today, and they didn't even really threaten to score again until the eighth inning. At that point, it was 4-1. Davila, after allowing the three-run homer in the second inning, really settled down, scattered just two singles the rest of the way, ended up going six innings, giving up three runs on four hits, a quality start, although he ended up taking the loss. Reno added an unearned run in the seventh against reliever Nolan Blackwood when Diego Castillo reached on a two-base error by Jack Larson, the left fielder, who couldn't hang on to a fly ball hit to the left field line. And then Castillo scored on English's third hit of the game, a single to right field. English was 3-for-4 and drove in all four Reno runs today. And that made it 4-1 in the seventh. In the eighth, the Red Deers threatened with two outs against Rafi Vizcaino when Brian O'Keefe walked and Mike Ford singled up the middle. That brought the tying run to the plate, and it was Shiner, the team's leading home run hitter, but he struck out swinging. In the ninth inning, still down 4-1, the Rainiers got the first two men on. Deloach was hit by a pitch. Moran singled. Tying run at the plate with no one out. But Austin Adams got Larson to fly out. He struck out the pinch hitter Cooper Hummel, and he got Kian Wong to pop up, and that was that. Reno takes it by the final score of 4-1. Here are the final totals for Reno. Four runs, seven hits, no errors, left four on base. Tacoma scores one run on four hits, makes one error, leaves nine on base. Winning pitcher is Dre Jamison. He's 2-0. Saved to Adams, his second. Davila takes the loss. He's 0-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 14 minutes. The attendance, 4,133. Reno's now 21-15 on the year. The Red Deers fall to 17-19 on the season. Game five of this seven-game series is tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. Tommy Malone against Bryce Jarvis. We'll start the pregame show at 6.55. Reno wins at 4-1. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
Well, Reno wins 4-1 over Tacoma. The Red Deers have lost back-to-back games to the Aces, in which they've scored just two runs on eight hits total. So hoping for the offense to get going tomorrow in Game 5 of this series. Let's take a quick look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard, and it will be quick because there weren't many games today. Mariners are off. They'll be at Detroit tomorrow, nine-game road trip, Game 1 tomorrow. Just six games in the majors today. In the American League, Kansas City beat the White Sox 4-3. They won in the bottom of the ninth inning on a safety squeeze bunt executed by rookie Freddie Fermin. Royals beat the White Sox 4-3. Tampa Bay, the best team in the big league so far this year, they got their 30th win today, beating the Yankees in New York 8-2. Josh Lau drove in a career-high five runs for Tampa. Drew Rasmussen pitched seven scoreless innings. Interesting stat on him. He has pitched 21 consecutive scoreless innings against the Yankees. That's big in the AL East. Texas shuts out Oakland 4-0. Nathan Eovaldi came an out away from a complete game, 8 2/3. He struck out a dozen and allowed only three hits. A reliever finished the shutout. Texas is 23-14 and well out ahead in the American League West at the moment. One interleague game today. The Twins beat the Padres 5-3. Carlos Correa with a go-ahead two-run double at the bottom of the seventh inning. He'd barely been struggling recently for Minnesota, but came through today with a game-winning hit. In the National League, only two games. Reds shut out the Mets 5-0. You got four runs in the first off the Mets starter Kodai Senga, and then four Reds pitchers combined on a six-hitter in what appeared to be, from looking at the box score, a big league bullpen game. And the Mets just can't score. They got shut out for the seventh time this year. They've lost 13 of their last 17 games, and they are two games under 500 with that monstrous payroll. And they just finished up in Phoenix. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-2. Casey Schmidt just called up from AAA Sacramento a couple of days ago, homered in his first big league at bat over, I think that was on Tuesday. He had four hits today and 8-for-12 to start his big league career. Casey Schmidt with San Francisco. They win easily at Arizona. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show, including the PCL scores right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Reno wins 4-1 over the Rainiers. The Rainiers came into this series 9-2 at home this year, but the home record has taken a beating these last couple of days. Reno has won 3 out of 4. The Rainiers are now 10-5 at home this year. Still outstanding, but not as outstanding as 9-2 was. And the main culprit here has been the Rainiers' lack of offense, which is also a credit to the Reno pitching staff so far in this series, as they've been tough. And Tacoma, back-to-back games with just four hits. They had a good game offensively in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, scoring 5 runs. But even in the opener, just 1 run on 1 hit. 3 of the 4 games, the 3 games the Rainiers have lost here, they have scored only 1 run in each of them. And 1 run is rarely going to win a game for you. Not never, but rarely going to win a game for you. They got to get the offense going. They hope to do so when the series resumes tomorrow night at 7:05. PCL scoreboard, first place Oklahoma City wins again. They beat Round Rock 9-5. They now lead the league by 3.5 games. And Oklahoma City is 25-11. What a start. Sugar Land beat El Paso 7-6. The last place Space Cowboys picking up a win. Salt Lake knocked off Sacramento 5-2. They're playing at Sacramento. And Las Vegas pitched a shutout at Las Vegas Ballpark. There's a rarity. They shut out Albuquerque 6-0. The Topes had only 3 hits. Former Rainier from long ago, Joe Wieland, credited with the win for Vegas today. That's your PCL scoreboard. That's also the end of this broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Reno 4, Tacoma 1. Tommy Malone takes the mound tomorrow to try to be the stopper for the Red Ears at 7:05 against Aces right-hander Bryce Jarvis. We'll talk to you then. Have a great night.